That's the Akrishkuk Dance Group performing an invitational song on stage at the second day of this year's Elders and Youth Conference in Anchorage. Today, the keynote address came from Claire Swan, a Dena'ina Athabascan elder from the Kenaitse tribe on the Kenai Peninsula. Swan's speech focused on the changes she's seen in her lifetime, including the effects of commercial pressure on subsistence fishing and population growth in South Central Alaska. But Swan told the younger generation much of their work remains the same as decades ago.
The world is very different, and being a teenager today is very different from the time I was. You walk the same, we all walk the same paths, and you guys, wherever you go, wherever you build, there's a Dena'ina word, it's sustin. It means breaking trail. You will always be breaking trail for the rest of the people to come.
There were sessions focused on regional and language issues, as well as workshops on topics as varied as moose hide tanning and cedar weaving to suicide prevention and college prep. The audience also heard about a change in security protocols at this year's AFN, which kicks off on Thursday. AFN board member Georgiana Lincoln says there will be metal detectors at the entrances of the downtown Dena'ina Convention Center.
The board wanted us to have a safe and productive convention, but one where we know that we're in a safe environment. And unfortunately, with what's happening around the world, outside of our native communities, we oftentimes don't see that.
AFN's Director of Communications, Jeff Silverman, clarified that the decision to install metal detectors was made by the Dena'ina Convention Center. He added the move isn't a response to any specific threat, but was a sign of the times. Items prohibited will include explosives, alcohol, drug paraphernalia, as well as noisemakers and signs bigger than 14 inches. There will be exceptions for elders and artists entering the building. Attendees are warned there could be long lines on Thursday morning. Today also saw the launch of a new political group meant to bolster Native influence in elections and legislation. The new entity, Native People Action, aims to ensure traditional values are reflected in tribal, local, municipal, state, and federal government. Executive Director Grace Singh says part of the group's focus is mobilizing new voters on issues of public safety, education, and aspects of traditional life like subsistence. The 34th Annual Elders and Youth Conference wraps up tomorrow.